Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online at KFYO.com and wherever you go with the Radio Pup app. Just download that to your iPhone or your Android device. Search for KFYO and you can listen to the show wherever you may go. Of course, the big news today is surrounding the shooting in Washington, D.C. A gunman suspected in the killing of at least 12 people in a Navy building in Washington Monday has been identified as Aaron Alexis, 34 years old. He's a Navy vet from New York. He actually lived in Fort Worth, Texas for a while, where he had a few run-ins with the law in his past. Alexis was discharged from the Navy within the last few years after serving in Texas. Illinois sprayed bullets from the fourth floor down to the cafeteria area at the Naval Sea Systems Command headquarters in southeast Washington, an attack that began just after 8 o'clock in the morning Washington time. He was later killed as he traded shots with police. Sources say that he may have used a stolen ID to get into the building. Of course, that has not stopped a lot of folks from already coming out and saying that guns have to be banned, even though Washington, D.C. is really a gun-free zone. All of Washington, D.C. is a gun-free zone, and where this attack took place was indeed a gun-free zone. I can't believe that someone actually disobeyed a sign that had a slash through the gun. It's almost amazing that this happened. Even on a naval base, they're not allowed to carry guns. At least, I guess, the security officers are allowed, but not those involved on the Navy base. No, they were not allowed to defend themselves. Instead, they were told to cower and shelter in place. Doesn't seem like that's such a great idea. At least 12 people have been killed in this attack. No links so far to terrorism, though that may change as this goes forward. Really, details still coming out about this. Police still searching for another man. They're not sure if it's another suspect or just someone who was fleeing the scene. We'll see. As always with these events, there are details that will come out, things that will change. We do know the ID of the suspect. We do know that he's 34 years old. We don't know why he did this. He's dead now, so police will do the work of trying to figure out what exactly his motive was. It was obviously to kill people. We know that. And the folks weren't allowed to defend themselves because government had to step in and ban guns, which makes absolutely no sense. God bless the people who were killed, their families, what they're going through tonight. This will once again stir up a debate about guns, as President Obama, in a statement that was made today, lamented, quote, yet another mass shooting in the United States. At that time, the president had no idea whether or not this was terrorism or not, or just workplace violence, as what happened, according to the president and to those in government at Fort Hood, which was really a terrorist attack. But they don't like to admit that because that's not very politically correct. Now, is it? We'll find out what happened. We'll find out what exactly the president and other Democrats do in government, in Congress, to, I guess, go after guns. They will use this, I'm sure, to start back up the gun debate. The county, according to the Lubbock Avalanche Journal, rolling out storm shelter registration. We told you about this a little bit last week. Chaos brought on by natural disasters can breed confusion and disorganization, according to the AJ. The Lubbock County Office of Emergency Management trying to circumvent some of that by having you register your storm shelter. Anyone living outside Lubbock city limits with a basement or reinforced storm shelter encouraged to register. Though I know a lot of you who are listening to this say, I don't think so. Don't need to tell the government about my little storm shelter, because one day couldn't you just see the government come in and saying, you know, it's not very fair that you have a storm shelter and your neighbors don't. You have to allow them to use it, you know. Yeah, it may seem far-fetched, but you can really see the government doing this at some point. Hey, how about this story? Texas Tech football game against Texas State sold out. It's going to probably be a boring game. Let's be honest, Texas Tech expected to win this game by a blowout. But hey, good job to those in Lubbock for showing up to this game and selling out the stadium. It'll be very cool to see that many people out at Jones AT&T Stadium. The game will be televised on Fox Sports Net. Tickets still available, according to KFYO News, for the Iowa State game on October 12th, Oklahoma State on November 2nd, and Kansas State on November 9th. A lot of hype surrounding Texas Tech going forward, as they don't face anyone who's ranked up until, well, about a few games from now. They could actually start the season off at 7-0, which would be pretty amazing, and Cliff Kingsbury would probably have a statue built to him. Actually, I think there would be a lot of people who would be ready to build a statue to Cliff Kingsbury already for the job he has done over at Texas Tech. Texas Tech officials earlier in the day encouraging people to wear white. They're celebrating cotton on Saturday. So I guess wear white if you want to do that. Myself, I don't know. I may wear a combination of red and white out to the game. A lot to talk about on the show coming up on Tuesday. We'll fill you in with everything that's been going on. We've got a lot of local stories breaking, and also we have a lot of national stories going on as well. So we'll talk about all of that, plus get you caught up to date with what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the shooting and much more. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at ChadHDRadio. That's at ChadHDRadio on Twitter. Email me, chad@kfyo.com. Hope you enjoy the nice weather that we're having, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow here on the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update and the Chad Hastie Show, 8:30 to 11 on KFYO.